Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and I'm sure this next segment is really going to resonate with you because no matter who I speak with, eventually we come back to the idea of talking about our own happiness, personal happiness. And I'm thrilled to introduce you to an author, Sherry Brown, who's written a book, The Seven Commandments of Happiness and Prosperity. Sherry, it's a distinct pleasure to speak with you. Welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you very much for having me, Valerie.
You know, this is a topic that really does interest me, and I'd love to know a little bit about your background first before we get into the book.
Okay, I was raised a Shia Muslim during the Shah of Iran, and I came to America to pursue my studying in engineering. I went to Catholic college in Vermont, and I ended up getting an engineering degree in California. And I went back to Iran right after my finishing college, and I studied. I got a postgraduate in Harvard, Iran, in business management for engineers. Worked on Shah's projects with United States. Then revolution happened, and I came back. And my husband is Jewish, so I have for the last 28 to 29 years. I have been reading all the three scriptures, cover to cover, different publications, different translations, to find the discrepancies. Since I was exposed to all these three religions, I found lots of flaws in the teaching of so-called scholars, especially after Islamic Revolution in Iran. I could not believe that would be anything that has anything to do with God. Mm-hmm. So I studied it for myself, and I realized that all the three prophets and their message is so meshed together, and they are so similar that definitely similarity outweighs the differences. So when people take advantage of other people because they don't read, because of the lack of knowledge, they call themselves Muslim, for instance. I never really saw anything, and not even one thing, that these radicals do that has anything to do with Islam. And it's a shame for them to do all of these under the banner of Islam, just like crusaders did it under the banner of Christianity. Mm-hmm. I became Christian in Port Phillip Bay, Australia. I baptized because I related to Christ more. They all have their messages. And then after reading and understanding it, because, you know, since these books were written 100 years after all of these prophets, they were written by hand. They were copied by hand because printing was not invented.
Right.
So everybody, because of politics or self-serving, they changed and they improvised everything. So if you read all of them, and if you read the same book, even the same book, different translated, translates things differently. So I wrote a book based upon all the three religions, and I called it Seven Commandments. I disposed of the redundancies. Like all three of them said, believe in one God. I made that to one commandment. I came up with seven commandments that is inclusive of all the three prophets' message.
So, Sherry, you basically did all the research and the work for us, and you condensed it down into a digestible way that we can use this information to improve our life.
That's right, exactly. And this is basically what God wants from us. Everything else that you see is the branches of the tree. Mm-hmm. I came to the trunk. And I think everyone, instead of being so distracted by should they answer their phones on Saturday or not, or should they do five-time prayers, they should really just follow the seven commandments. None of these, if they read everything, they see even the prayers in Quran says if you don't do Shabbat, do five-time prayers. At the end of Quran says if you don't if you work all day, you don't have time to do five-time prayers. Do your prayers at night. That is why one of my commandments is pray continuously, pray in the shower. I had somebody who called me yesterday and said that since I have been praying continuously, I have done better in my business. Everything's turning around for me. But when you don't, when you're taught that if you don't do certain times, certain prayers, Shabbat or Sunday churches, you're going to hell, or you're not going to go to heaven, that already is distractive, because mm-hmm. then you have your self-esteem, then you feel you haven't done something
right.
Wrong.
Well, that's fear-based, right? So that comes from a negativity. But what, for you, Sherry Brown, what does it mean to be happy? I mean, that's a very wide swath to say, what is happiness? How am I happy? What does it mean for you personally?
Well, happiness comes from your heart. You have to discover that, you have to know that heart, God is within you, within yourself. You can't find God outwardly. You have to really go inside and look through your eyes of your heart. True happiness is when you have a serene soul and you're happy with yourself, and you know that you have been righteous and you did the right thing. No matter how successful people are, if deep down there is no love in their heart, they're not happy. You and I have seen so many people who have billions of dollars and not happy. A lot of people with no money, they're happy. There's a reason for it. Mm-hmm. Those people they're happier. Their soul is happier. They have a serene soul, and they know, and they have faith. If we are content what we need, not what we want, happiness comes from satisfying desires. If we rein those desires and we don't want what more than what we need and try to take it from the needs of others, that makes us happy with ourselves. Basically, that's the biggest issue here, because everybody is trying to get other people's approval for their life, where they have to really be only content with their own approval. They have to be satisfied with whatever God wants for them.
Mm-hmm. You have had an extraordinary life. Very brilliant woman, very accomplished woman. And, you know, you come from a science-based background when you talk about engineering. So when you were telling me your story, I said, oh, very, very analytical, right? Analytical person. And yet you had a spiritual side that you felt you had to go on this journey and do all this work in the midst of your own business and your own studies for your business. How did that all work together in your life?
I really wanted to acquaint people to attain and sustain real happiness and prosperity. You can't put a dollar amount on prosperity. It's how you feel prosperous in your life. One might say that, okay, I can't really feel prosperous if I don't have a job. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that if you follow the tenets of the commandments, it's only commandments, because the rest is branches of the trees. Make it your job to work 8 hours a day, like a job, to find a job. If you don't find a job after 2 months with living a righteous life, I guarantee that you will get whatever you want. If you do the tenets of the seven commandments, you do it wholeheartedly. And if you notice, it's important, Valerie, for us to notice the miracles that happen to us. Don't think that you did this on your own. You know that God's hand is everywhere. And realize that all these three prophets, they're all like cornerstones of the pyramid. They are all connected. Muhammad, when he came, he never said this is a new religion. He, in fact, said this is not a new religion. The Quran is based upon Christianity and Judaism. But they did segregation because of politics. And now these terrorists, I hate to call them terrorists, they're just radicals. They use the name of Islam because they're taking advantage of the lack of knowledge that we have about Quran, because Catholics are learned not to read Quran. I have no idea why. As a Muslim, we weren't supposed to read the Torah. All of these laws that these so-called scholars came afterwards and made these laws. No, go to the core of the commandments and see what it is that God told them. Because all of these publications that I read, many, many, many discrepancies. The only things that have not changed is the commandments.
It's a very interesting topic, and I know we can speak about this for a long time. Sherry Brown is the author of The Seven Commandments for Happiness and Prosperity, The Seven Essential Keys to Live a Fulfilled and Joyous Life. Where is the book available, Sherry Brown?
On Amazon.com and the website, which is simply sevencommandments.com.
Thank you for your wisdom and for doing all the research for us. We appreciate it. This is Valerie Smaldone, and you're with America Weekend. America
Weekend. Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you a rubbernecker? Will you slow down to look at an accident? Well, most will. Why? Because it serves a purpose. And here's the social science of it. It plays on relative deprivation theory.
I'm sorry, sir. I have no idea what you're talking about.
When you see a car wreck, it's only human nature, even with full-blown empathy, to be glad it's another person's problem.
Oh, I get it.
This explains why your friends laugh when you embarrass yourself, or why years ago, public executions turned into carnivals, or why you watch TV talk shows full of other people's pain, or why you'll watch a car chase for hours and hours.
It will make you feel better.
It's making me feel better.
What's the chief psychological trick? Rubbernecking is a way to indirectly, believe it or not, count your blessings. You thought you had problems, but nothing like the mess you just witnessed. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. While searching for a home, the Millers real estate agent showed them a charming house they fell in love with. But once the family moved in, they learned they were the only Catholics in a very strong and successful Jewish community. They feel out of place and are thinking of suing their agent for not telling them about the neighborhood. Aren't real estate agents obligated to let buyers know important details about the area? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
By law, a real estate agent cannot legally tell a buyer about the religious makeup of a neighborhood. And that's the final verdict.